This should not be the most surprising thing you hear today. A recent report said that marijuana users are nearly 25% more likely to need emergency care or hospitalization. A professor at the University of Toronto said cannabis use is not as benign and safe as some might think. Surprise, surprise. He authored a comprehensive study and concluded, "Our study demonstrates that the use of this substance is associated with serious negative outcomes." CNN reported that a number of studies have shown an association between marijuana use and injury, both physical and mental. Question: who didn't see this coming? The idea that a mind-altering drug of that nature is harmless is madness. In the charge to legalize and then promote weed, it's clear that society is harming itself. It's another example of human selfishness. Alcohol, for example, causes massive harm. Drunk driving, spousal abuse, sexual abuse, and thousands of deaths every year. And yet alcohol is glamorized. Pornography is an absolute curse, causing anxiety and depression, according to experts, along with increased isolation and ruined relationships, marriages, and homes. But society acts as though it's a great big joke, until it two-facedly decides that it isn't. Human beings possess an incredible capacity to knowingly harm themselves. It seems we are slaves to our own desires. But there's a solution. The essence of the gospel is surrendering one's will to God. Not willpower, that's different, but yielding the will to God, praying the prayer Jesus prayed in Gethsemane. Not my will, but yours be done. Of course, marijuana does great harm, just like lying and dishonesty and pride and anger. But we want those things at times because we're selfish. Surrendering yourself to Jesus right now will keep you from immeasurable harm. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written.